But today, our countdown is for Summer Smiles at Chick-fil-A in Eau Claire. A lot going on there. I saw the lengthy post on Facebook, shared it on my own Facebook page as well. Just to bring you up to speed, in case you're not knowing, it's our first of four Summer Smiles events. Today from 11 to 1 at Chick-fil-A of Eau Claire. You know where it is. The first 50 people are going to get a free chicken sandwich, and we encourage everyone to support Chick-fil-A. You're going to want more than just that sandwich. And say hello to your favorite Whip DJs. Caleb and Sam will be there. And others play Plinko for prizes. We were playing here at the station yesterday and having fun. And sign up to win a two-night Ultimate Stay and Play package from Metropolis Resort in Action City. So that sign-up is going to be continuing at the various Summer Smiles events. And then you can sign up at each Summer Smiles event for our grand prize for the summer, which is a family four-pack of tickets to OneFest 2025 and a family overnight stay from Metropolis Resort and Chaos Water Park. And also, free will donations for the day. Go to Sleep in Heavenly Peace of the Chippewa Valley, building and delivering beautiful beds to children in need so that no kid has to sleep on the floor in our town. Our Summer Smiles series presented by Marquardt Motors and Buick GMC. Please help us match or exceed the $500 donated by Marquardt for the day's matching challenge. That's today from 11 to 1, Chick-fil-A in Eau Claire. It is now, we're counting it down. It's 5 hours, 12 and a half minutes away. The countdown throughout the morning here on WWIB. Well, it is June 25th, and remembering this day in history this morning. Again, we've kind of adjusted the best 5 minutes of the day. We missed Jason. I sent him a text already this morning. I said, hey, happy 4 months until your birthday. So, and 6 months till Christmas, right? Absolutely. But remembering, and we carry on with Jason's devotion, which I really like. I mean, it takes us through some of the notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus, the devotionals from Jason. We'll get to here in a second. But you get a verse from John 13 through 17, somewhere in there. Jason's thoughts on it, our friend, Dr. Cans, and then a prayer. So it really works well. All right, yes, June 25th, 1950, in Asia, war broke out on the Korean Peninsula as forces from the communist north invaded the non-communist south. Led by President Harry Truman, the United States joined the fighting alongside South Korea.
Korea is a small country, thousands of miles away. But if what is happening there is important to every American.
So that was 1950. June 25th, 1973, on Capitol Hill, White House counsel John Dean began testifying before the Senate panel investigating the Watergate scandal.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency, and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it.
Now, we know the scandal forced President Nixon to become the first president to resign 14 months later. And finally, June 25th, 1997.
The reason why I love the sea, I cannot explain. That was the way, it happened to me.
Jacques Cousteau, the underwater explorer and filmmaker, dying on this day in 1997 in Paris at the age of 87. Kind of one of those cultural delineators, I guess. If you remember Jacques Cousteau, like I do, you're probably on the older side a bit. But if you don't, all right. Congratulations, I guess. Okay, also, today, devotionally, John 13. We did John 13, 9 yesterday. So that would lead us to John 13, 10. Jesus said to him, "The one who is bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." You are clean. What an amazing pronouncement. Writes Jason Cairns in Notes from the Upper Room. He says, when Jesus said they were completely clean, he meant that sin had no remaining impact on their standing with God. Because of his life, death, and resurrection, sin would no longer have dominion over them. One of the most precious doctrines of the Christian church is the doctrine of justification. Justification has to do with our legal standing before God. We're all guilty of breaking God's holy law, but we're unable to pay for our release. Yet because God loves us, he sent his son, Jesus, who willingly paid the penalty for our sins, justifying us before God. The penalty for sin has been paid. We're free. We are, as Jesus told his disciples, completely clean. Closing prayer, Jesus, please, you tell us through your word that you are clean. You've justified us, setting us free from the bondage of the sin that entrapped us. Help us to never lose sight of your finished work and to believe you when you tell us we're clean. Also today, as we mentioned, is National Strawberry Parfait Day. And apparently in the movie Shrek, trying to remember, it's been a while now, but Donkey famously said everybody loves a parfait. Well, today you can find out for yourself as Bree Tennis reports.
You know what else everybody like? Parfait.
The sweet treat dates back to 1892 in France. The word parfait actually translates to perfect, and your day might be just that if you eat one. The French know how to do it. The original recipe is layered custard, fruit, and real whipped cream. It's almost a health food, as strawberries are high in vitamin C, and you can lighten the calories by swapping out the custard for yogurt. But why would you do that? I'm Bree Tennis.
And a fly ball to left.
Jeff Levering on the FanDuel Sports Network.
One song, 1 second, one fest, I guess, here on WWI. I think I botched that. But anyhow, you get
the
idea.
You got it. Yeah, one song, 1 second, okay. One fest. And yeah, we have another one fest giveaway for you on a Win It Wednesday, sponsored by our friends at Cavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire, one of our great promotion and coverage sponsors for OneFest 2025. We appreciate all the businesses helping us bring giveaways and coverage and promotion beforehand and on-site to OneFest. And so Cavi Coffee House and Cafe sponsors this giveaway. And all you have to do, which might be easier said than done, but all you have to do is identify a song title and artist that we will give you 1 second of. Thus, one song, 1 second, one fest.
That's right. It basically boils down to two notes. I could have had it in half a second, one note, but we've expanded it out to two notes here.
Feeling generous.
Yeah.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. Without further ado, let's get you the 1 second of the one song, and it sounds like this. I mean, those two notes are generous. Here it is.
It could be anything. So we've played music for 51-plus years here at WWIV. Right, coming up on 52, right? So anyhow.
715-723-2555. In one song, 1 second, one fest, no penalty for guessing. All right. So if you guess incorrectly, that's just fine. You can call back 715-723-2555. And a lot of times we say, let's figure out the artist first. Let's help each other out. Let's figure out the artist first and then the song title. If you want to go artist and song title right from the get-go, that's fine. But usually it's, hey, can we narrow this down and figure out who the artist is? So one song, 1 second, one fest. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday, your chance to win. Did we even mention the prize? Two full event tickets to OneFest. I think we said it was a OneFest giveaway, but it's two full event tickets to OneFest, August 1st through the 3rd in Cadott, plus your parking taken care of as well, thanks to Cavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. One song, 1 second, OneFest. Here we go.
Again, it's a great prize, fantastic prize. You got nothing to lose. Give it a try. 723-2555. Who is that? For starters, what's the group? 723-2555.
Yeah, all right. So again, male or female artist, group, whatever, guess, 715-723-2555, and then we'll try and work it down to figure out the specific song. But first, who is this? Who's the artist behind this 1 second of a song? 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll give you a little chance to mull on that and bring it back in about 20 minutes.
I think it's fair to say nobody's immediately identifying it.
Yeah, it's not one of those that pops out. But let's go to the phones here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark.
You're like the expert on this, Mark.
I feel like he's won this game before, so.
Yeah, this is tricky. I'm just going to throw out Phillips, Craig, and Dean to start with.
Oh, yeah, because PSD John had just gone to be with the Lord, so maybe thinking that, huh?
Yeah, is it Phillips, Craig, and Dean? It's not, but no penalty. Go ahead and call back, 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second, one fest. We need the title and the artist, but probably just start off with the artist. Who is that? 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll give you a little time to mull it over, research your current and past contemporary Christian music favorites.
Round two of Win It Wednesday on WWIB, and what a prize we have.
Yes, indeed. Courtesy of Cavi Coffee House and Cafe. They're on Highway 93 South, Eau Claire. one of our great covered sponsors for OneFest 2025. We are giving one of you, we hope, two full event OneFest tickets plus parking. OneFest 2025, August 1st through the 3rd in Kadat. So thank you to Coffee Coffee House and Cafe for that. The game we are playing is One Song, One Second, One Fest, where you have to identify the artist and song title of a song that we only give you a second of.
That's right. So, again, 723-2555. You've got nothing to lose and One Fest tickets, and it includes everything. The whole festival, parking, the whole deal. You get it all paid for if you just give us, you know, all the information we're looking for. That's the challenge at 723-2555. Can we hear the clip?
Here it is. One Song, One Second, One Fest sounds like this. Better give it to you again. What artist is that? And probably start with the artist, and eventually we'll need the song title as well. But if you think, hey, I'll just take a guess at the artist, that's fine. 715-723-2555. Who is that? From WWIB's musical library.
I like to think of this like golf. Like, name the artist, gets you on the green, and then you've got to putt it in.
Yeah. And again, help each other out. 715-723-2555. Who wants to go to OneFest? One song, one second, one fest. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trayton from Stanley.
Trayton from Stanley? Go ahead, friend. What do you think?
Is it We the Kingdom, Holy Water?
We the Kingdom. Wow. You're going artist. And
he's
going
to try
title.
To hit it in off the fairway.
That would be great. Could he get it in right now, Trayton from Stanley? No, that's not what we're looking for. But you can call us back, friend. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's take a listen again.
Yeah, We the Kingdom, a good guess for sure.
Good guess. Of course, they're one of the headliners Friday nights.
723-2555. If it's like past years, you and I may introduce them.
715-723-2555 for two tickets to One Fest plus your parking. One song, one second, one fest. And man, guess an artist. No penalty for wrong guesses. Good
People
morning,
are
WWIB.
Shy today.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark from Tippler Falls.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
How about Michael W. Smith?
Is it Michael W. Smith? And again, like we mentioned, it's totally fine to just start with the artist and tell you if that's right or wrong. Is it Michael W. Smith? It's not Michael W. Smith. Thank you, Mark. 715-723-2555.
All right, so PCD, Phillips, Craig, and Nina, of course, We the Kingdom, Michael W. Smith, the three artist guests so far this morning. And again, we can't play at 8:15. We'll be talking to Farmer John from Govan, so it's now or after 8:45.
Yeah, we'll get an update on strawberry season coming up. But first, one song, one second, one fest. Who is that? Eventually, we'll need artist and song title, but you can start with just artist. That's fine. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead.
I want Dan to win, but I figure I'd help with the song or the artist. I'm thinking Lauren Daigle.
Thinking Lauren Daigle. Is it Lauren Daigle? Tammy trying to help other people out. Is it Lauren Daigle? Not Lauren Daigle. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. I mean, that takes somebody off the board, too, in kind of the vast pantheon of CCM artists, contemporary Christian music artists.
Process of elimination, right?
715-723-2555. We'll give you another chance or two to guess. Otherwise, we'll push this a little bit further down the road past 8:45 this morning and give you another shot to win. Again, 2 OneFest tickets courtesy of Coffee Coffee House and Cafe in Eau Claire. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau with one more guess.
All right, go ahead, Tammy.
John Reddick.
Is it John Reddick? Fantastic. Yeah, I think he is the number one song
in
music right now. Is it John Reddick?
Sorry, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. If we don't have another guess, we will let you mull on this for a little bit longer while you hear a tune from Natalie Lane. This is called All Joy. When we get this solved, one song, one second, one fest, it's going to bring a lot of joy. It's almost 18 minutes past 8 o'clock, 69 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee joins us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. And strawberry season officially kicked off last week. You had your strawberry festival. Tell us what's going on at Govan's.
Well, I'll tell you what, right now we're getting a bunch of berries picked before it rains. You know, we always talk about the weather, don't we?
Indeed.
We've got a truck headed to New Richmond with berries today that should be leaving any minute. We'll have a truck set up in Menominee at the Senex. As soon as I get it loaded, and we'll have berries here at the farm. We, you know, we're one of the farms in the area that's got a cooler. So in the next couple of days, we're going to have pre-picked berries available for you until they sell out, because we can put them in a cooler.
So checking out govinsfarm.com under strawberries, and you got the info for today there. And you said, hey, open for U-pick and pre-pick. As you say, it looks like the rain going to hold off until around noon. So good opportunity today still to beat the showers and get out there and do your own picking.
It is. And tomorrow and Friday, we're going to have the cooler full of berries while supplies last. So if you had plans to be outside and can't do it, it'd be a great time to make some berry jam.
There you go. And Farmer John, we've been talking, looking forward to the strawberry season now that it's here. Love talking with you about the memories that get made when people are going out picking strawberries. Again, it's a short season, and that's why we encourage people to stay up to date at govinsfarm.com. But I mean, so many times it's multiple generations. I remember, and we've talked about this in previous years too, I remember going out with my mom to pick strawberries when I was a youngster, and some great, again, core memories made there too. It's a phenomenal activity for all ages.
It is. It's a great opportunity. And you know, the way the farm's laid out right now, the zip line's available, there's basketballs available, a teeter-totter. There's a bunch of games set up that are set up for corn maze season, but they're also available right now.
And again, as we check it, I mean, we see that in this forecast, again, this morning's still great, but in terms of the U-pick, which a lot of those memories made, but hey, looking ahead, Friday and Saturday look great for this, and to underscore what Caleb said, very short season, so if you can't do it today, boy, I think Friday and Saturday would be terrific.
Friday and Saturday really help us out, because these berries still ripen when we can't get them picked. And it becomes really important to keep the field clean. We've got some varieties yet to start picking. You know, we don't have just one strawberry out here. We've got five different kinds that we pick.
And they ripen
at different times. So we're still coming into our prime picking.
That's got to be hard to keep track of.
I honestly never realized that, Farmer John, that you have multiple varieties of strawberries. I guess consider me educated now.
We don't have any late varieties, but we got early mid-season and mid-season. And that allows us to spread the picking out, because, you know, 9 acres of strawberries, we'd never be able to pick them all at once.
Mm.
Well, Farmer John, before we let you go, and again, encouraging people, Govin, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com, and also Govin's Farm on Facebook to stay up to date on all things strawberries in the strawberry season, and get on out. You will not regret this great family experience. But before we let you go, so many things that can be made with strawberries. I mean, strawberry pie and strawberry jam and shortcake, et cetera, et cetera. Farmer John, if we can put you on the spot, what is your favorite strawberry item, favorite strawberry product?
My wife makes a strawberry cream cheese pie. And she always tries to make one in season. Sometimes we don't get one made until we're all wrapped up for the year. But, you know, strawberry shortcake, whether you like the real shortcake or you're almost a cheater and you use a sponge cake. And then lots of whipped cream, because we're still in June dairy month.
Indeed. Got to support our farmers everywhere in our dairy industry. Farmer John, thank you so much for joining us. And again, hoping tons of folks flock to Govin's Farm. And as you mentioned, the cooler for pre-picked, if folks are looking for that, or again, take advantage of even better weather toward the end of the week. And yet this morning, can get on out there to Govin's Farm and help pick this year's wonderful, delicious crop. Farmer John, we'll talk with you again.
Thank you.
Let's take a third try at One Song, One Second, One Fest for two tickets to One Fest, August 1st through the 3rd at the Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Cadott.
Courtesy of Cavvy Coffee House and Cafe, two full event One Fest tickets plus your parking. Who wouldn't want to win that? 715-723-2555. It's One Song, One Second, One Fest, where we give you 1 second of a song and you have to tell us the artist and the song title. But probably the best route to get there is just to name the artist. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Here it is again. Because it's been about an hour since we've had this on the air here in the Wib Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. So we'll acquaint you with it once again.
Again, it's not a full second. It's 0.8 seconds. So
just to be fully straightforward,
it could have been shorter.
And here's the thing. If we give you too much, for one thing, one song, 1 second, one fest just flows together so beautifully. But also, if we give you too much, then people can use Shazam or whatever and figure it out that way. And that's no fun for anyone. You have to be able to guess. So 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. This is John from Thorpe.
All right, John from Thorpe. Go ahead.
How about Michael W. Smith?
Michael W. Smith has been guessed. Would you like a bonus guess?
Oh, I can't even think of anybody off the top of my head. I'll call back.
All right.
Name another artist. All right.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Greenwood.
All right, Sherry, here you go. Who is that? Who is that, Sherry?
CeCe Wyman.
Is it CeCe Winans?
She sounds confident.
Yeah. Is it CeCe Winans? It's not. Thank
Sorry,
you, Sherry.
Sherry.
Call us back, 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday, your chance to score some OneFest tickets.
She had me convinced she knew.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air. Wib Wake Up Show. What do you think? What's your name? Where are you calling from first?
Yeah, this is Rochelle from Eau Claire.
All right, Rochelle, go ahead.
Danny Gokey.
Is it Danny Gokey?
He's coming back to OneFest.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Is this the start of a Danny Gokey song? It's not. It's not a Danny Gokey song. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Didn't even get the buzzer there because I hit the wrong thing.
Feeling kind for yourself.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
What do you think?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right.
We're doing well.
I am going to guess Stephen McWhorter.
Stephen McWhorter. Is this Stephen McWhorter?
Sorry.
It's not. It's not. Thank you, Paul. 715-723-2555. By the way, different ministry and their main new recovery program, Build a Stage, welcoming Rhett Walker coming up in July. So looking forward to that. And our friend Paul, of course, heads that up. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. One song, 1 second, one fest. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB.
Go ahead.
I think it's Casting Crowns.
You think it's Casting Crowns? And what's your name, where you're calling from? I think I talked over you. Wow, I didn't.
Signal kind of coming in.
Yeah,
and
I didn't expect that to be the hard question. Sorry, must be a signal issue there, but it is not Casting Crowns, but a good guess. Thank you. 715-723-2555. We have time for at least three more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from for those OneFest tickets courtesy of Cavi Coffee House and Cafe in Eau Claire?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls again.
Mark's been trying hard. Go ahead.
I'll guess For Him.
Is this For Him?
I have said one of my favorite groups of all time. Could that be it?
No. It's not. Two more guesses, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Thorpe again.
All right, John. Thought of someone else. What do you think, friend?
How about Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
A lot of 50, more than 50 number one songs. Could that be it?
It's not Stephen Curtis Chapman. All right, we're down to our last guess. Then Win It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday, but it's still one song, 1 second, one fest. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rochelle from Eau Claire.
All right, Rochelle, go ahead.
Lauren Daigle.
She's
been guessed, so you can have a bonus guess.
Mercy Me.
Is it Mercy Me? Mercy Me hasn't been guessed yet. One song, 1 second, one fest. Let's hear it.
That's a great guess. A very popular group.
Is it Mercy Me, Rochelle? Are we sending you to one fest?
Sorry.
No, we're not. All right. So we'll try this again tomorrow. And I think maybe we'll even start off with a clue, do you think, Howell?
That'd be fine.
All right. So we'll try and help you on the way. And again, what we're eventually going to need is the artist name and the song title. But we're starting off just saying, hey, let's nail down the artist name first. Who is that? One song, 1 second.
Tell you what, I'll go on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group and post the group's the wrong guesses just so you'll know who it's not.
Yes, there you go. Appreciate that, Halvo. And again, pays to be part of the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group because you never know. You never know when there could be giveaways coming up over there as well.